Good morning, everybody, from the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury. I'm Bill Mitch, and here are some of your latest news headlines. Wallops, we have liftoff. A 59-foot-tall Electron rocket took off from the Wallops Flight Facility in Accomack County shortly before 3:30 this morning. It was part of Rocket Lab's Live and Let Fly mission for the National Reconnaissance Office. According to officials, it'll assist the government in exploring launch opportunities for small satellites. This was the National Reconnaissance Office's first launch on U.S. soil, and it was certainly quite the sight to see if you happen to be awake early enough this morning to watch the launch. Some major federal funding is headed to the town of Berlin to help improve pedestrian safety. For decades, Route 113, which divides the town nearly in half, has created a big barrier for people living on the east side of the highway. So the town has been working on a project that would include a pedestrian and bicycle bridge over Route 113. Well, on Wednesday, Senators Chris Van Hollen and Ben Cardin announced $1.2 million in federal grant money to help make that happen. Officials said the next step will be working with the community members and the Maryland Department of Transportation to develop a plan that better serves the entire community of Berlin. It is a unique broadcast day here at WBOC with the NCAA basketball tournament kicking off today. Many games are slated to air on CBS. Because of that, there is no news at noon, 4, or 7. So please join us for the news at 5 on Fox 21, followed by the news at 6 later this evening. From the Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch. Have a great day, everybody.